but the dealers still hovered on the corners, and the young trees had a hard time. Idle kids swung on them like playground poles and peeled off strips of bark with their nervous little fingers. One of the saplings planted in front of my house had fallen victim to a car, and now the other one had been murdered by a man mad about Somalia. Discouraged, I let the holes in the cement choke with crabgrass. In the center of each square, a pathetic stick of dead trunk stuck up. When things are bad, I stand in my kitchen window and look into my own garden, a paradise completely hidden from the street outside. For 15 years, I've labored and rested in my garden, where roses clamber on bamboo trellises. Lemon, apricot, apple, and fig trees are sheltered by young redwoods and firs that hide the apartment house next door. I often feel I'm gardening with my dear old next-door neighbor, Mrs. Wright, an African-American woman from Arkansas. Mrs. Wright came to work in the shipyards during the war. When she bought the house next door, this was the only neighborhood in town where black people were allowed to live. She was foster mother to many children, and she was sadly disapproving of the young people who used drugs when that started. Mrs. Wright farmed every inch of her lot and had it all in food, mainly greens. She gave most of the food away.